A lot of people don't know how to talk about their needs. That's one of the things that I have learned. And I learned it from Ethan one time where he's sleepy, he's crying. I mean, he's hungry, he's crying.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, boy, you can talk. I mean, not when he was a baby, like when he was a baby. But when he started talking, yeah. I would just look at him and say, do you know you can talk about it?
What do you need?
Tell me what you need. And then it occurred to me that many of us are just like him.
Yeah.
We just don't cry, but we complain.
We complain.
We blame. You need something. Talk about it. My dad is watching, but I'm going to say this one. Let me look into the camera. Listen, men, sometimes we just need to talk about it.
Just tell the woman that you need the sex. I said it for you. I made it easier for you.
Hello and welcome to my Growth Club. Thank you for tuning in. This is the third episode of our podcast. We are your host. My name is Manuel.
And my name is Grace.
We are your partner in growth and effective living. Today we're going to share something that I think you're going to enjoy and you're going to learn many things from that. In a previous episode, we talked about how we invested about 5 years of our lives together researching on life and how to live it, and how we synthesize a lot of learnings, books, research materials, you know, biographies, autobiographies, movies, videos, podcasts, and came to this beautiful mental image of life.
Yeah,
and I think it's brilliant. Yeah. I love that because it communicates essentially what many of the people that I've lived with great believability are talking about.
Yeah.
And I think we should listen to them, right? 100 billion people have lived. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. You just have to listen to those who have lived and how they lived it and what they found to be important and fulfilling, and then learn from them. And so being able to synthesize something like this, what we call the effective living model, is a game changer.
Yeah.
But we also needed to throw away this mental picture of life that we have that I think it is not serving anyone well. Yeah. It doesn't serve anybody. It creates unnecessary competition. It creates, it takes the essence of whatever we're pursuing or whatever we are doing out of those activities. And we kind of keep going and keep going till we die. But there's something else that I think we can share with the people that are listening to us or watching us right now, which has to do with life and its constraints. Because we realize that, well, why do we even have to live effectively? Like, why is it important to be wise and make wise decisions? Is such a thing even real? Does it exist? And then we said, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. The reason is because of life constraints.
Yeah.
If we didn't have constraints in life, oh my goodness.
Like we share in the journal, imagine you were the only person on earth with unlimited resources. Who cares about living effectively?
How you live? Just live. Just eat whatever
enjoy.
You want.
Do whatever you want.
Right? And you had unlimited, infinite energy. You never get tired. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't, like you can do whatever you want and oh my goodness. Yeah. But that doesn't exist. That's not reality. The reality is that there are constraints in life.
Lots of them.
Or even imagine if you could do everything.
Yeah.
Like you literally could do everything with all the energy, with all the money.
Skills.
Life would be like heaven, I guess. Yeah. Life on earth is going to be like heaven. Mm-hmm. But that is not true.
Yeah.
And so for us, we needed to deal with this because that's the only way we're able to take stress and quarrels.
Chaos.
And
fight. Unnecessary arguments.
Out of our marriage.
Yes.
You know, it brought clarity.
Yeah.
It brought order.
Yeah.
And it made us, I think, understanding is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Having understanding is such a beautiful and powerful thing. It's like it brought light right into our marriage. It's like, oh, now we see it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I let me start. I think I want to show on the people constraint because I feel that's very critical when we understand it. That encompasses the heart set problem,
right?
The mindset problem, the skill set problem, and understanding our various needs.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about a heart set, it's basically what a person loves and values and why they love them.
Yeah.
It's very crucial as a couple to understand, what do we really value? Do we value family? Do we value climbing at the highest level in our career?
Yeah.
What do we value? Because understanding that will guide your actions, your choices.
The way you feel.
The way you feel, the way you do things, right? And I think that one key thing in our discovery to solving this problem is having shared values and vision as a couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must say, it's okay that as a couple, you can be different when it comes to your personality, your interests, because
your skills.
Yes. We are stronger in our differences. I can't imagine the same of you living here or two of me living here. It'll be even boring, right?
Yeah.
Because we have, when it comes to personality and interest, but when it comes to value, it's critical. Like you said, no brainer.
Yeah.
You don't have to argue. We need to identify as a couple, what do we value?
Yeah.
Because it forms the bedrock for any successful and wonderful relationship.
And you could value many things, but you could break them into two. What we did was we kind of separated the essentials from the non-essentials.
That's true.
And essentials are the ones that are incontrovertible.
Yeah.
They're not debatable. They are like deal breaker.
Yeah.
Like, this is important to me. This is so important. Like, if it's not this, no.
And that's like, what, as a couple, you have to be aligned on.
Exactly. Non-essentials are things that you could I want this kind of thing. I want this kind of person. And it's like,
I watched a movie, someone was praying, Daddy Lord, I need a man, one with a dimple, six packs, you know. Those are like, okay, when you get them, fine.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's up to you. It could even be essential, but okay, it's up to you. Yeah. Just make sure that the essentials are really essentials in life, right? Yeah. And so we had to write them down and they're like, okay, these are my essential values and these are your essential values. And the reason why we call them shared values is because we're coming together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we kind of consolidating them. Mm-hmm. We are coming to a common ground.
A common ground. Mm.
So, but people call them core values or they may call them like a vision. But we needed to create shared values and shared vision. And so even in our Notion system, what we did was we created defining life for ourselves. For many of you who are watching, you will see this. And we had shared values and we had shared vision. And the way we kind of arrived at our shared values is, first we needed to define our union.
Yeah.
And we had to do that. It's like, okay, what is this goal? What is the goal of our marriage? What is the goal of this union? And it was a beautiful goal that we got from 1 Timothy 4:12. We'll never forget that. Yeah. It's always by our bed.
Yeah.
It's always in our house.
Guiding everything we do to be an example to all couples in love,
in faith, in speech, in purity, you know, to the glory of Christ. And the reason why that is important to us is because we honor God above everything, right?
Yeah.
And not only that, we see life beyond just you.
Yeah.
It's about being an example to others. It's about setting a pace for others. Yeah. It's about, you know, being a leader.
A leader.
Right.
In fact, that's why after our discovery, yes, we are selling our product, you should buy it. But that's why we are even sitting here having this discussion.
To share with people. So that others can learn, because that's the point of life. Yeah. You know, but then we also had to define the mission for this family that we have. I mean, we're creating a family.
Yeah.
What are we setting ourselves to do?
Yeah.
What are we doing eventually at the end of the day? What do we want to do? Right. And then we came to the values themselves. And I think it was so profound because some of the things that we have written are things that I have seen that we continue to gravitate towards.
Yeah.
It's like an anchor point. I've always said this, that when you have shared values, it's almost like when someone wants to get into a building and then they shoot, you know, there's always this gun, right? Like that has that they use to anchor at a particular point. Exactly. And then they climb to that.
Yeah.
That's what shared values does. It positions us in a way that we are able to say, okay, this is where we want to go. Yeah. And then we continue to climb together to go. So we wrote some of them. Like we said, okay, well, this is what is important to us. Truth seeking and continuous learning. Number one, that was, and then we kept going and we kept going and we kept going. And I think when people get the system, they can also go in there and define. I mean, if you are single, you can define your life. You can define what is important to you. The second thing we also did is what we call our priorities as a family.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was important.
Very.
And if you remember the image, you know, of the effective living model, we talked about principles and priorities feeding into your values. Mm-hmm. We needed to set, what are our priorities?
Mm-hmm.
What is important to us?
Yeah.
And what is number one and number two and number three?
Yeah.
We had to talk about them. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about what are our principles.
Yeah.
And the way we did the principles, and I love that, is that we considered the principles for living, We consider principle for work, principles for health or healthy living. We consider principle for wealth. And then we looked at principles are like, they're like the guiding light. You know, it's almost like the things that they are tried and tested. Think about this, like if you learn physics and, you know, physics tells you that maybe if you throw something up, it's going to come down. Right? It's like a law. If you throw it up, it's going to come down. And that's the same thing about principles. Principles are like, they kind of set the boundaries for you, but more so they are the law that is guiding what you do, you know, when it comes to, let's say, your money, when it comes to your health. And then we had to define that. And then we looked at our shared vision where we define what a successful life is to us. It's important. It was so necessary. I love that in a way because that was a very challenging one. And then afterwards, we had our next 5 years in focus. Like we designed this. This year, we are not doing that because we said this in 2023. And so we kind of move in. And the beautiful part of it is that we don't have just these things. We have them also set as a system. Like these are not just conversations. These are systems. Like this is why I love what we're doing. Because we're not just talking and we're not just writing a book for people to go read. We are actually
living
sharing,
talking, sharing.
Sharing useful tools that will help them. And so everything that we want to do is here, and we have timelines, we have objectives that we have set, and you know, the things that are important. And every year we come in here. And then we said, so you can see right now that quarter one has not begun, is yet to start. We look at health, we look at wealth, like those priority areas. And then we kind of ask, how have we done? And then we leave a remark or we kind of talk about them. So those are important. And also we look at our children's development. Because it's not just about us. Now it's a family and our family is growing. So we look at our children's development. We also have those things set for them and how we plan to do that. We have various development or developmental stages. Areas like physical development, cognitive development, spiritual development, and how they're doing. We kind of check it out. And every quarter when we meet, we measure as, okay, Ethan and Karis, how did they do? And and we check it out. And we are very honest. If something didn't go well, we kind of talk about that. And so that is how we have dealt with our heartset problem. Let's talk about the mindset problem. I don't know. I'm just going to let you do that.
It's just the way people perceive things. Perceptions are so critical. Perception can sometimes even make someone commit suicide because
I'm telling you, when you perceive something, you perceive it's so true,
and you know,
you need to distinguish between reality and truth. Perception.
Yes, when as a couple, I think that's one thing we've had to really address, and I think it's fundamental for every couple or any individual listening to us now to understand, why am I seeing things the way I'm seeing? And I think one of the ways we've done so well at overcoming this constraint of life.
We're still learning,
but at least.
it's a very challenging area.
It's just to, you know, have very effective communication and teaching. That's been the fundamental thing. And I remember we've had, I mean, a lot of things we had to try to understand where each of us is coming from. Why are we seeing what we are seeing the way we are seeing it? For example, I remember there was an instance where we had a conversation. I brought it up. I'm like, okay, when we came to America, we heard people saying that, oh, rent is very expensive. I mean, one month rent can pay two years in Ghana of my rent, right? But 1 year. So I think there's a truth to what I'm about to say to understand that people say that, oh, it's very good to rather, instead of paying rent,
get a mortgage
and get a house. Yes, it's true. So I came to you, I was like, we've been here for a while. Let's get a house now because we are giving the money to somebody anyway, right? Yeah. Then you said, okay, that's okay. Walk me through your thought process. Why are you saying what you are saying?
Exactly.
My accountant self, I brought a pen and paper, started doing the analysis. If we pay this rent this year, you know, and you were like, okay, but what if, you know, we look at it this other way? We are having salary. We are on salary, right? You believe that it's important that when you're getting a house, you have something, an income that you can readily rely on. It's not like you can rely on a salary, but it's difficult. Anything can happen to your job. Then what happens to your mortgage?
Right.
Understanding brings light, because I had believed, done my analysis and calculation when I was presenting to you.
Yeah.
But when you said it, I was like, yeah, what if something was, it was like light just came. And then we talked about it.
And we didn't, it wasn't like we kind of throwing away whatever thing. I think, you see, like, I love what you're talking about, because mindset problem can be dealt with only through effective communication and teaching.
Yeah.
You have to first, one, be teachable yourself.
Yeah. Very.
And like, that's being able to listen carefully, not to kind of listen to people as though, okay, what are you going to say?
Like
I know
attack.
It. No, you don't. You don't. Big perspective problem is not about who knows better. It's about.
Remember that how detailed my analysis and calculations were.
Exactly. And then I think you had a point.
Yeah.
But then I needed to also, and several times I've also come to you where you've said, and I'm like, but I think one of the phrases that we use a lot is, walk me through your thought process. Or,
what?
Okay,
tell me
let me understand your perspective, or let me understand your point of view.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I think that is a good thing. I think something that people can learn.
Yeah.
Because it is about perspective.
Mm.
It's not about who's right, it's not about who's wrong. It's about maybe the way you're looking at it is different from the way I am looking at it. And both of us can say, you know what? I'm gonna join you from the way you're looking at it. Or we're gonna say, okay, let's find a consensus and then kind of reach that.
Yeah.
And so you don't fix mindset problem with vacation. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't fix it with sex. It's not going to work. I'm serious. The people that, my dad is going to watch this, but you really don't fix it with sex. Yeah. There are people that think that, oh, we're gonna have sex and we still keep fighting. No, you're gonna keep fighting. You can't fix mindset problem with sex or vacation or with gifts.
Yeah.
You fix it only through effective communication and teaching. That is, you need to learn to communicate better, and you need to learn to be teachable, and you have to also teach.
Yeah.
Like, if someone doesn't know something, teach it.
Yeah.
The same thing applies to you.
Yeah.
If someone is giving a feedback, be willing to listen. Sometimes, of course, emotions get involved. Sometimes you think, nah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know this, you still go back to it and it's like, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I reacted in a way that I should not have. Or I said, I think I see your point.
You see your point.
And we've had several moments like that where it's like, in a moment, I didn't see your point. And then later I came and I was like, oh, I think I see your point. And sometimes I'm wrong and I apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's okay. Maybe, is it okay?
No, okay.
it's okay, right, for us to do that. So let's move on and talk about the skill set problem. Because that, I think that is dealt with in a very different way from the mindset problem.
Yeah.
Skill set is what we do
and how well we do them.
And so the problem with it, and why these are constrained, is because, first of all, we cannot like everything. We cannot value everything. Mm-hmm. And second of all, we don't get to see things from all angles at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that's why these are constraints.
Yeah.
These are limitations.
Yeah.
And the skill set is that we don't get to do everything.
You can't do everything. You don't have all the skill set.
We just can't. Yeah. You can't do everything all by yourself.
Mm.
You were not made to do that even.
Yeah.
Even if you can do a lot of things, you just can't do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the way you deal with a skill set problem, in my opinion, is collaborate and train.
Mm.
Right?
That's true.
Mindset problem, effectively communicate and teach.
Mm-hmm.
Skill set problem, collaborate and train.
Yeah.
And I think this has been very helpful.
Yeah.
And even in our system, we have this part where we call the Family Skillshare app. And I'm going to share with many people some of the things that we've done. Yeah. We have all these current learnings that are coming up and books.
Yeah.
And the beautiful part of it is that when we assign, it shows in your home tab, which we're going to show with many people and how we've already planned for the year, you know, for January already, and we're going to plan for the full year.
Mm.
And every Saturday we share. So we had managing stress and then description. We had basic cooking skills. Definitely you're going to do that cooking. But then I needed to talk about managing stress and emotions because sometimes when I realize something, we're like, okay, let's learn. And it's like less than an hour, you know, on Saturday as a family where we learn.
Yeah.
Hopefully when our children are of age, they can also join.
Yeah.
But then we kind of continue to share because you fix the Skillshare problem only through collaboration and training. I just you can't expect me to be like you.
No.
And you cannot expect me to do things like you do. There's something in economics called comparative advantage, which is basically what do you have to forgo to do what?
Yeah.
And so we look at the factor endowment. Factor endowment could be, let's say, like, again, what we call factors of production. Mm. So we can talk about labor, like skilled labor. Like we can talk about natural resources or land, or we can talk about technology. We can talk about all that. And so America has to, maybe America is to produce two things, right? Maybe cocoa or cars. Which of them should America focus on?
Cars, of course.
Why? Because again, we think about it in terms of what are America's factor endowment, right? And then secondly, what will be the opportunity cost? Opportunity cost is the alternative you are foregoing, the cost of the alternative that you are foregoing. And so if America says we are giving up, or we want to even split our factor endowment in terms of our labor and produce cocoa and this, will it, how will it, what will be the benefit? But what about if America says, no, we are going to focus on one, okay? And then we are going to trade.
Yeah.
So that the ones that we can produce, we can buy from others, and others can also buy from us.
Yeah.
What will be the benefit? Mm. And so the same thing can also apply when it comes to our home or our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that the skill set problem, okay, is often about the opportunity cost. Like if someone, maybe someone's, maybe your accountant skill can make you about $15,000 a month.
Mm.
And then you can also cook very well.
Yeah.
I have to find out if you cook, right? What will be the opportunity cost?
Yeah.
What are you giving up to cook?
Yeah.
So if you're giving up $15,000 to cook for your husband, that's a problem, right? That's really a problem, right? But if you don't cook, what will you be able to do? Maybe you can make $15,000. And what will happen with your husband too? Okay, so the husband is, okay, then I'm going to cook. It doesn't matter. There's no traditional role when it comes to that. I think we can outgrow that and consider that. It also applies to parenting. There are some men who are better in raising children than the women. But again, we say, oh, women are supposed to do A, B, C, D. No, you can do it.
Yeah.
It's about the opportunity cost, really. And that's where I talk about collaboration.
Yeah.
You collaborate where your skill set falls short, but then you train.
Yeah.
And that's why we have the Skillshare system that we just talked about, where we plan everything and then we kind of, every weekend, someone shares something.
Like if
I'm good with designing, I'm able to share with you some things, you know, and then we kind of continue to grow in that area.
One day you taught me a skill you learned during your debating times at University of Ghana.
Yeah.
You had me put a pen on my mouth trying to speak.
Projection.
Project, right? We did that exercise here, and I think it was very useful.
Yeah. So again, if it is a mindset problem, what you do is what?
Communicate.
Right? And then you teach. If it is a skill set problem, what you do is you collaborate and then
train.
You train.
Yeah.
And this is something that I think couples can do. If it's a hard set problem,
shared values
and shared vision.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
Shared values and shared vision. If you cannot, someone say, but what if I'm already married? That's okay. There can be a compromise, right?
Yeah.
I mean, make what is important to your husband important to you.
Yeah.
If you're not married, at least you still get to choose. You still get to say, you know what?
No.
You know, one of the reasons why this is important is because when I married you, I don't think a lot of women can marry me. And the reason is because I can really be a douchebag and I can be a very fool, perhaps for Christ, but I'm very crazy about God. And sometimes I think I hear voices and I hear things and I see things that I don't know how to prove it. And there are days that I still wonder how come you were able to go with me on that journey.
I'm an angel, maybe.
Because I remember after school, I came to you and I said, this is what I'm hearing. I have to leave everything. I'm not supposed to pursue any job.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do what God has given to me to do. And I was going to build this organization. And I was like, And then I told you in some way, somehow you were like, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think 99% of women in the world will go with such a guy, like sincerely. But you didn't. Yeah. And I told you that because I want to focus on this, I wanted us to marry.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, but then I remember that when we were talking those days, you used to tell me that you've always wanted to marry a servant of God.
Yeah.
And I knew then that those were part of the things that you valued.
Valued, yeah.
Now, if that wasn't true, there's no way we will be able to be on this pursuit. Yeah. Like, there's no way we will be together.
No,
because I really can be a foolish guy sometimes.
Oh,
but some way, somehow, you're able to deal with me, right?
Yeah.
And I think the only reason why those decisions have made sense to you and you've been able to have patience to tolerate me is because of shared value.
Our faith in God.
You know, and it's part of the thing. Yeah. Service to God is number one. Like, we've never had an issue with that. Like, when it comes to our parents, even in-laws, because family is such a big deal for us, we can spend whatever we have to spend on families, and it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of shared value.
Yeah.
And so I hope that people find them useful.
Yeah.
We can also talk about the needs.
Mm.
Now, this is important. I think for this, we didn't dwell much on because Maslow has already done
a lot
of
good job.
Go check Abraham Maslow's theory of needs, please. This one is not part of our models.
Yeah.
And I think it's great.
Yeah.
The reason is because it makes you understand that we are human.
Yeah.
We have needs.
Your body has needs.
Exactly.
Your brain has needs.
You have to.
Yeah.
And the problem I have seen is when we don't understand the needs, and oh my goodness, that reminds me. A lot of people don't know how to talk about their needs. That's one of the things that I have learned. And I learned it from Ethan one time where he's sleepy, he's crying.
Mm.
I mean, he's hungry, he's crying.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, boy, you can talk. I mean, not when he was a baby, but when he started talking, I would just look at him and say, do you know you can talk about it?
What do you need?
Tell me what you need.
Mm.
And then it occurred to me that many of us are just like him.
Yeah.
We just don't cry, but we complain.
We complain.
We blame. You need something, talk about it. My dad is watching, but I'm going to say this one. Let me look into the camera. Listen, men, sometimes we just need to talk about it.
Oh, just tell the woman that you need the sex. I said it for you. I made it easier for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, just say it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say it. My dad knows that you said it. Say it.
Yeah.
Like, say it. Stop behaving. Stop behaving like a child and stop doing that. Stay. I remember when we had Karis recently, like for some time you had to be with her in the other room and I'll be with Ethan. And then it's like one night I said, no, you know you're gonna be with me, right? My dad knows that I said, you're going to be with me.
Yes.
We're going to pray. Like, we're going to spend some good time together.
Talk to the Lord.
But talk about it. Talk about your needs. Like, there are people that get moody.
Yeah.
It's almost like hunger. There are people who are hungry.
Yeah.
And, like, you could say, I want food.
Yeah.
But they are angry when they are hungry. Okay, they are angry when they are hungry. I'm serious. And there are people who, they need sex. They behave some way. They talk to you anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, they need money. Women, men. Like, you need something, talk about it. If something's bothering you, talk about them.
Yeah.
You have needs. When your needs are not being met, talk about them. Maybe you're working so hard, you're not able to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Talk about them. Just say, listen, I'm getting frustrated about this. Talk, both of you. Like, that's the point. This is my growth club, so we're going to say it.
Yeah, you're not in competition with your spouse for anything.
If you don't need to hide.
No,
even.
You don't need to hide. You don't need to prove anything. That's the thing. It's as though
you are proving
something. Talk about it. I need this.
Talk about it.
I'm frustrated.
Get in.
This is what is happening.
And I think many people don't understand those things. So that's part of the people constraint. Now let's talk about the energy constraint. And I think this is where even the system takes it to another level.
Yep.
Because what we have done is we began to look at prioritizing what matters most to us. Because of energy constraint, because you don't have energy for everything.
Mm.
So let's prioritize what matters most to us. And number one, again, from inspired by Harvard University's research, we place relationships.
Yeah.
Number one, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have work and impact. We have health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
We have value creation and wealth.
Yes.
And what we do is that we go in these places and then we plan it. Relationship, like we resolve our conflict, right?
We talk about
plan them.
The other episode,
and then we kind of have, it's a system that is there if something is, needs to be resolved, that is going to involve high level emotions.
Yeah.
That's where we get in there. We type them, we don't talk over it, and then we get to resolve them. Again, let's talk about the work and impact, because that's where I think a lot of our energy goes. which is important. Many people don't know how to use the calendar. They don't even use a calendar. I'm like, what? No, let me say this. A calendar is not a curse. Okay. No. I get it. Many of us say, oh, well, I don't follow it. You don't need to follow it really. Like the way you think, a calendar is to let you know what you have planned to do at what time.
What time? Yeah.
The constraint of energy is such an important thing to talk about because again, like people talk about time management. Mm-hmm. I think what we really should be talking about is energy management.
That's true.
Do we manage our energy?
Yeah.
That's literally what this is about. Look at a car. Mm. It's fueled by energy.
Yeah.
Like everything is fueled by energy. A lot of things that move really. And if you look at the model, you notice that there's people, there is energy, there is resources. There is a constant movement between these three important resources.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they are.
Yeah.
So important.
Yeah.
If something is even kept there, what happens is that thing loses value. It dies.
Mm-hmm.
Money, energy, because it loses. Even when you are sitting down without doing anything, you're losing energy.
Mm.
I'm serious. Like you can try it. Like, even in a coming, you're tired. It's like, oh, I'm tired, but I didn't do anything. So when we eat, we eat for many things.
Yeah.
But basically, I think a good part of it is to get energy.
Energy, yeah.
That's what energy does to us. So that's why we feed the people that don't care about what they eat. Sometimes they give their body unnecessary energy and they get tired anyway. They feel
there are some foods that we eat. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
After eating it, you'll feel so tired.
I know that. I don't want to talk about African food.
African food, eh?
Because I think those were food made for the gods.
Farmers.
Or probably for farmers. And we still eat them anyway.
And sit behind a machine in air conditioning.
I mean, you can clearly see that some food, the guy who made the food was just going to finish and go to the farm.
Yes, and we eat.
And now we eat the same food. It's like, what are we doing to our body anyway? So so energy management is important.
Yeah,
and I think we really have to, we have to, all of us have to understand it.
Yeah.
And I think the best way to put energy to use is to give energy purpose.
Purpose, that's true.
This is where planning comes in. Calendar is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Like you have all the days and you get to plan what you want to do. So what you're doing really is you're giving your energy purpose.
Purpose, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You are giving it purpose.
Yeah.
You're, and this is one of the things about our life model.
Mm-hmm.
Give your energy purpose. And I tell you, one day you will thank yourself.
Yeah.
You will thank yourself. I'm telling your future self will thank you for it.
Yeah.
And so we have all these beautiful things, systems in Notion where all our work, wherever we work, is actually there. And then you go in there, it has tasks in there that you go in there and then you're able to assign tasks. And
it's
the beautiful thing with a task is that when you assign a task, like I come in here and I get to see, okay, this day, and then there is this got done, didn't do.
You didn't, as
I choose it, there's a performance tracker that is counting.
Counting how many you were able to get done.
And I have a principle again towards work, which is if I'm not able to do, like for instance, 10 tasks, I'm not able to do 70% of them, I delegate.
Yeah.
And so right there is a delegate button. When I click the delegate button, it just moves the item. Like I could write that, like just show people. And when I click got done or didn't do, there's occurrence tab in all of it that I determine whether this activity, I want to do it every week or I want to do it every month or I want to do it just this one time.
Yeah.
If it is every week, the moment I click get done or didn't do, the date will just reset by itself.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Very
Notion has
beautiful.
This home tab where
you get to see everything.
And we use the
calendar.
Notion calendar that allows me to bring all these emails that I use together.
Yeah.
And so I could show for those of you who are watching on video, you see it. And we get to see all of it. And yours is also unique. So even though we are collaborating from the same system, your home tab is also
different,
right? And so I get to see what is supposed to be done today. What is supposed to be done tomorrow.
Tasks.
And I get to just click, I did it or I didn't do it. And then boom, it vanishes. And I think this is what many of us can do, right? To give our energy a better purpose rather than letting it just go wasted without knowing what we did with it.
There's so much peace and beauty in using scheduling. And I feel like people see it as a waste of time, but that little time that you put, it will save, like you thank yourself.
And then there are people that say, I'm not going to do it anyway.
Anyway,
I think it's telling you what is the best use of your energy at this time.
Yeah.
And so you get to still choose whether to do it or not. But when you do that, you get to know whether whatever you chose to do mm-hmm. instead of what you have planned to do is worth it or not.
And for people who say, oh, I don't have time, using calendar sometimes helps you know that 24 hours is actually a lot. It's a lot.
But it depends on the activities, though.
Activities, yeah.
Because I think apart from our work, we have also this family tax center. Mm-hmm. We have this family activity calendar. And it's beautiful because we have almost everything that we are planning. Like this year, we've mm-hmm. not set it. We mostly do it on the first
of
so we're going to do that. And then we come into our system and we set all the things. All these are things that we've gone and done. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And when we assign, it shows up in your home tab.
It even gives me the opportunity to assign things to you. And once you get it done, I get an alert. Oh, right? You finished it.
So we have the activities and then we have the task. The activities are events that mm-hmm. we want to do. Like we want to have a picnic, someone's birthday,
go to the zoo.
And all of that. Yeah. And then we have the task, like I'm showing you, mm-hmm. which is more about maybe...
Call Ethan's pediatrician.
Really? Yeah. And sometimes I see it in my task and I'm like, okay. Right? And so we are not... We're not all over the place.
Yeah.
You have 24 hours. It's a lot, like you said, but it's really not.
It's not, yeah.
I mean, compared to how many other things that are important to you. Mm-hmm. And so that's why there are four things that are mm-hmm. important to us, as people can see in our system, like our relationships, our work. But in all of them are so many things. So like our work, like I commit my energy to so many other places. Right. Yeah. But then let's talk about our health, where a lot of people neglect. Committing energy to. And for us, I think one thing that I like is how much we've made health and well-being now important to us. And we're looking at it holistically, mm-hmm. medically. So we have these days that we do our checkup, mm-hmm. like we have a planner where we plan our medical checkup for the kids and for us. We also have the, what is it called? The meal planner, mm-hmm. where we plan our food, everything. I mean, I'm going to show our food.
Yeah,
I think Ghanaians can see all that. Whoa.
Where we're able to even put the ingredients.
Exactly. And keep recipe. You know, the days where people used to keep family recipe, we've neglected that. But in a system like this, you're able to write your recipe.
So that when I'm not around,
anybody can cook. Even when you're around, people can cook. Even though I'm not going to cook anymore. I mean, if you want to eat the food I eat, then we could. But the kind of food you takes too much time to cook them. Right. And then we also have the healthy lifestyle mm-hmm. where we track some of these kind of things. So every day, this thing gives us this week, from Grace, from Ethan, we track how many hours of sleep we got.
Water.
Yeah. Many people said, how do you get time to do all this? No, there's only one time. We mm-hmm. we spend the weekend on Sunday. There's a time that we do that and do our tracking. Mm-hmm. And mostly like on the first, we're going to sit and plan for the year all together, set our activities, mm-hmm. set some of the things that are important. And in the course of the year, if we have to change a date, we just go ahead and change them. And so when we do that, we're not focused on all of them.
I mean, we are not all over the place.
No, we just focus on what is in the place. What the system tells us that today, this is what you're going to do. Coming. Then we focus on that. And it's really been very helpful how we've... let me talk about the spiritual system.
Oh, yes. Before you talk about that, what I think one critical thing is the check-ins, because we have the quarterly check-ins, because sometimes, people will set all days, but I mean, days come, days go, and then nothing gets done. Yeah. So the quarterly, our health, we couldn't prioritize it. I couldn't hit the gym enough. And then
Exactly. But then we also have the, like I said, the Sunday weekend, which is important because that's always to track and plan ahead and say, okay, this is what is coming up.
Yeah.
But mostly we've already done the planning. And so we don't need to commit a lot of energy doing things that you can sit yourself and do. Yeah. I think that is a better way of managing your energy. And one of the systems that I love so much when it comes to our health and well-being is our family spirituality system.
Oh, yes.
Because it has Bible study, prayer, and intercession. Yeah. We have a whole schedule where when someone says we should pray for them, we actually put it down.
Yeah.
And then when there is a testimony, we choose. Is there a testimony yet? We should keep
going. I love this part because I think over the time, sometimes people ask people, can you help me in prayer? And they say, okay, but they are not actually praying. But this system even shows up in our calendar.
And you dream a lot. Too.
Yeah.
And you used to forget. Sometimes you forget a dream and something happens. You're like, I had a dream.
I saw it. Then is it, you asked me, is it deja vu or you dreamt about it? Yes. But now I get to document it in real time.
And then I've seen some of the dreams happen and I'm like, there's probably something immaterial out there.
Yeah.
Well, anyone who doesn't believe in God, again, okay. So, but the Bible study is such a powerful tool because we've sat and we've already documented. We already have the 2025 coming up.
Yep.
And let me just say this to you. This, if you're Christian, get the system. It's an ocean system. It's going to cost you less than $4. Not the whole system, just the Bible study system. Yeah. But we're going to have the whole system that you can also have. Mm-hmm. We're going to announce the details very soon.
Yeah.
But the Bible study system has 365 days of study every day.
Yeah.
And it's such a beautiful thing, like from January to December. And they are topical. Mm-hmm. And so we are able to kind of grow in topics. So generally we are doing the parables of Jesus, lessons for today.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have done is we have materials, study materials that we are supposed to finish. Some of them are videos, some of them are text, articles, podcasts, and the links are right there. And they've already been assigned to us and the data there. And we have this from January to December.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are not going to now stress over what we're going to learn. In general, we are doing the parables of Jesus, lessons for today. And we don't need to sit and do it.
Yeah.
Because it's a system, wherever you are, even when you're in a car, because Notion is available also on,
you can
use the app or your tablet, and you're able to just go in there. So you can see we have these study materials, podcasts, articles, some of the things, the links are there. So you go in, you click. And then you get to use them.
Yeah.
And then we have the Bible study. That's the daily one. So you can see January 1st, right down to January 31st. Mm-hmm. And when you click inside, like the parable of the sower is the first one for January 1st. I mean, we've put all the scriptures in there. And so we are not even going to read it somewhere else. We can read it. And when I'm done,
you're
I get
able
it
to
right
document your lessons. And I'm also able to document my lessons. And when we meet over dinner,
We share. There's a part where we talk about what we will do with this,
with this
knowledge.
I love that part.
And whenever we meet over dinner,
well,
we just share. Sometimes
critical,
we are not able to meet over dinner, but then these lessons are there, so we are able to take it up. And I think this is a very helpful thing.
Very
imagine
helpful.
Doing this with your partner for 365 days. I don't know. I mean, and you know the amazing part of it? There's also a tracker. So out of 31 days, I'm able to see how you did for January.
Yeah.
You're able to see how I also did.
Yeah.
And we keep it going.
Yeah.
And I think the final thing that we can talk about is the material resource constraint. This is such an important thing.
Yeah.
We have unlimited needs, you know, insatiable wants, and yet our resources are limited.
Very limited.
So what it leads to is unnecessary frustration.
Yeah.
Sometimes the issues that you're going to have is someone wants to, you know, do something. but then they can't afford it. Or even if they can do it, it's like, this could also go
for something
into that.
Else,
and so sometimes we get frustrated. Mm. We get so stressed. A lot of people are having financial stress and they just don't know it.
Yeah.
Like you are stressed because of money.
Yeah.
You just don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, and so all the other thing you're trying to fix is not, it's not it.
It's
money
not,
is the problem. And I think that we can do something about it with proper financial management.
Management,
and that's the point. Just as we manage our energy, we need to learn to manage our resources, material resources.
Yeah.
And I think you're better at budgeting.
I think
could speak about that.
Budgeting is very crucial when you want to manage your finances. So this is where you plan for what you are going to receive and what you are going to spend it on. And I think this system does a good job. It helps you to plan for all your anticipated income from various sources of your work as a couple. What you are receiving, what I'm receiving, what we anticipate we receive, or where we get money from, right? You're able to plan for it throughout the year on a monthly basis. Similarly, you're able to also plan your expenses. And then what is beautiful about it is that it's able to give you a variance report that shows what you actually budgeted for and what you actually spent. It's able to tell you, are you meeting your targets? Are you overspending? It's been beautiful. It's helped us so
and I love the fact that you get to see where all your monies are. In fact, if you have money at all, it just lets you see your bank account. You can link them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not like link them in terms of like It's please don't do that. Like, you don't need bank account details and all that. It link them as in, you just can write that, okay, I have this card, I have this debit card, I have this credit card. You get to see all that. And as you record your transactions, you are literally moving money from those accounts. So you get to see maybe this is how much is on this card. Such a beautiful system. And the same is also for the business systems too.
Yeah.
So for those of us who are, let's say, who want to run our own enterprises.
So proprietors.
We have accounting software that is also available for you to be able to manage
your finances. Manage your finances. Do proper accounting. This system has been set up. It's not just your day-to-day cash accounting.
And I think you did great.
I didn't know you knew accounting. I'm a good accountant, you know.
It was a very challenging one.
Oh my God.
We also have to make it clear that all these constraints are in relation to time. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people say time constraint, but there's also time constraint. But again, what is important is the people constraint, the energy constraint, and
material resources,
all in relation to time.
But
sometimes the constraint is constrained now, but may not be a constraint tomorrow. So you must understand that all of these are in relation to time.
Mm.
And having that awareness is able to let you do what you have to do. For instance, you may think, I have a lot of energy now. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do. In relation to time, right? Yeah, because a time is coming, you are not going to have all that, you know, energy.
Yeah.
Or you may say, I may not have like time now. I'm like, nobody has time. Like, we all have the same time, right? It's all about your energy. It's all about your priorities. It's all about what you value.
Yeah.
It's all about how you see things. And it's all about your skill set and understanding your needs. So this is how we've been able to work around, you know, all the stress. And I think we're still doing that.
Yeah,
there's still a long way for us to go. And, but I'm proud of our commitment to learn, and especially place and seeking truth and continuous learning as number one on our shared values. Because we don't really know as much as we think we know.
That's true.
And so committing to learn and committing to knowing what is true. It's so important.
Very crucial.
I think if people combined the journal and the system, even if they're not going to use our system and our journal, even though I want you to use our system
if
you're not going to use our system and a journal, that's fine. Some people are going to, I'm going to learn myself. Okay, go learn it yourself and build your own.
Yeah.
But again, you shouldn't do that. Like, just get it. We're going to announce the date that they're going to be available very soon. And all the other information are going to be on our website, mygrowthclub.org. And here's the exciting part. We're not only making these products available, we are also creating a community that is going to be meeting every month in the year 2025.
Yeah.
Every month.
I'm excited.
It's going to be on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we will just be as honest and plain. We're going to share as much. And we just want to grow with you guys, right? And so visit our website, mygrowthclub.org, and sign up, right? Join the club. It's absolutely free. The community is free, but the product, of course, you have to buy.
You should. Right? It's going to change.
The journal is going to be on Amazon, and so people can buy it all over the world. And the Notion system is going to be on Notion. The reason why the data not yet out is because we want to make sure these properties are not taken by anyone and that people can find them useful. So thank you so much
thank
for tuning
you,
in.
Really.
It's been a long ride these 3 days. The subsequent episodes are going to be released weekly.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be weekly. And so thank you so much. We do appreciate your time and do have a wonderful evening.